First of all, congratulations to all of our players, first of all, and our coaches, organization, and to our fans for an AFC North championship. I think all of us in this room who cover this division know how difficult that is and what a challenge that is. And it's been especially difficult coming for us the last few weeks, so we're darn proud of that. Injury-wise, we don't have any injuries that are of note. Everything we had was minor. If that changes tomorrow, we'll let you know, but right now everything looks like it's minor. Okay.
Judge, you attacked the middle of the field more dramatically than previous games, and also the touchdown pass to Ray Rice. Is that a new wrinkle of going over the middle instead of just a wheel route?
Right. Well, you know, probably this year we haven't seen as much of that with Ray. That's a route that we run a lot. That's one of our base routes. We messed around with where Ray was at in the formation and got him in a situation where he was going to catch that inside route coming across there. And I just thought it was a great throw and a great catch. It's nothing new to what we're doing, but obviously we got the ball, you know, to the middle of the field. We're running into somewhat favorable looks. But this team was determined to stop the run. They played three defensive backs early in the game on first and second down. They had what we call a 4-4 front. It was four defensive linemen, four linebackers, and three DBs. And we were still able to run the ball somewhat effectively. Obviously, Joe took advantage of that in the passing game, too. So we blocked a lot better, and that's the key to success.
They had given up a league low in sacks, yet you guys got to Eli pretty consistently. Right. How are you able to do that?
I think just good individual pass rushes. We had a couple good We had a few really good pressure schemes that happened to hit the protection the right way. So that was a plus for our Dean and our coaches. They did a nice job scheming it up. But beyond that, our guys had some good individual rushes.
John, you had a lot of good young guys step up.
Yeah.
Guys who've been on the practice, you've been on the practice squad, and then are sort of thrust into the game,
right,
and they perform well.
Right.
How satisfying is that to you to see guys like Josh and Omar, mm-hmm, come on like that?
Well, that's, as a coach, that's the number one thing. I mean, when you see guys that you kind of develop and you work with and then they come in and they play well, this is the most satisfying thing ever. That's what a coach or a teacher is all about. But also it helps us. It puts us in position where we've got – it builds our depth, you know, because I would like to think that all the things you go through during the course of the season, if you handle them the right way, if you approach them with a great attitude, you know, and you take them for what they're worth and try to build on them, good or bad, positive or negative, that it determines what you come out the other end as. And hopefully that's what you saw today is what we're going to come out the other end as. And I'm really proud of that.